Blog Talk Radio.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
TRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimum results. TRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact TRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.trzmotorsports.com.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
You are now logged in to grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
It's now time for Atomic Dog and Grudge Matter.
Good evening, Grudge fans. Good evening. It was another nice weekend with some racing in some parts of Texas. It was rain in other parts of Texas. I'm not sure just what went on. We see we have a few people on to talk about the race. Before I get off into my topic, I don't know how long this show going to go tonight, but we're going to do what we do. I want to bring up one thing. Just to kind of set the stage for it, as everyone knows that's listening, the topic will be about haters in the grudge game. Now, I said that to say this. We all experience it. We all see it. And at some time or another, maybe we all play a part. Maybe we all play a part. You know, you got to have thick skin in this game. It's not to disrespect nobody. It's just to shed a little light on some things that I feel. I may be wrong. I'm not perfect. But I feel sometimes things need to be discussed because we do a lot with grudge racing throughout this part of the Midwest. And a lot goes on behind the scenes. Everyone don't understand. Everyone here from different perspectives. So I want people to kind of tread lightly, respect one another when we do get in the topic. But all in all, me, myself, my intentions are to try to bring action. To try to bring action. In the grudge game, there's many different ways you can bring action. Sometimes you have to, you know, come together with different folk that's in the grudge game to try to help set the stage to bring action. Always try to aim to have a good event. Always try to aim to support others' events. But this topic today, the only reason why I'm bringing it up, because a lot of things have been going on lately, and I just think we need to kind of talk about it. Hopefully we all can respect it. Hopefully we all can learn and take something from it. We just got to remember there's more ways to work with each other in the grudge game other than always hating. Always hating. A lot of times folk don't look at it as hating, but sometimes you have to step on the other side of the street and just look at what you're seeing, look at what you're hearing. And me, myself, personally, when I see it or if I hear it, I'm a person that tries to respect everybody. And if I hear something or I see something, I have no problem trying to get in touch with individuals just to see what's really going on and how can we come to some kind of understanding that we all are grown men, we all going to make decisions. We always not going to make decisions that favor everyone. We are not always going to make decisions that favor everyone. But all in all, with what each and every one of us, I believe, are trying to do is make action. And I think that's what's important for the racists. I think that's what the fans want to see. I just think sometimes, you know, we have to work harder at what we do to try to keep some of the hating out of the game. Now, I said that to say this. Racist hate, promoters hate. We all are the same. We just may do some things different. Don't one promoter run no race game, run no area. Don't no promoter run it. Everybody at some time should be able, if they feel that they can do some kind of work in a grudge game to make it better, every person had the same opportunity. And I say that to say this. Start with myself. Start with myself. I've been around grudge racing for a very long time. I've been around grudge racing for a very long time. I've always tried to do what I can for as a racer. I have not raced as many races as some, and we all know that. Because when you pass, you don't get many races, especially in your area. That's what caused me to start trying to look outside of the state of Texas. I've yet to get there yet, but trust me, I aim to do so. But along the way, I still try to play my part in promoting races. I've tried to work with other races or promoters to promote a race. Races can be racers and people who think they got the ability to put on a race and people who communicate with people at these tracks and the people allow them and invite them to put on a race. you do so. If you believe in something, you go for it. I don't think you're disrespecting nobody. I believe it's more of a disrespecting the race game and the hating when you throw a race on top of another race. Now, me personally, and that's just my opinion, everybody out here listening have theirs. I believe that's a form of hating. This is a big state. We should have bigger and more grudge races. But the hating, you know, we have to learn to work together and try to defuse some of this. Racists should be able to race where they want to race. Promoters should be able to promote where they want to. And sometimes, you know, that means going outside of where you live, so be it. You know, if you're going to make action, it's not you going to territories, not you going to try to take over nothing, because if there's a racer in that area that want to do a race with you, and he calls you and y'all talk, and you come to a decision, you will move a race because you and that person is all right, and he think it's better if you move that race, and you have some, let me say this. Because I'm speaking about myself first. I'm not talking about nobody. I'm talking about myself first as a /promoter. Now, anybody can promote a race. It's just you got to put work in and got to go out and believe you can do it, try to make it happen. But I want to say this. When it comes to myself, because some of this hating, I believe, come up because of something I've done, so the ones who don't know, I'll let you know. I've been given a race for the last couple of years in San Antonio, Texas. San Antonio, Texas, love to have my business. San Antonio, Texas, love to have my business. But San Antonio, Texas, didn't tax fair with me, and I was still on schedule to try to have a race in San Antonio, but my heart wasn't in it. But I know there was folks still looking for me to have it, even though I know the track didn't pack fair with me on the event. I appreciated every racer that came from close and from afar. I appreciate it. I have a fellow racer. Me and him been friends for a long time. I discussed some things about a race, and I was going to continue with my race. And that fella came to me and said, "Man, won't you bring your race to Dallas? And I'll do it with you." Now, me, myself, do my race at San Antonio. I didn't do my race at San Antonio with nobody. In order for me to move my race to Dallas, that means I had to give up something to move my race. Which, if anybody know me, I'm not greedy. I just did a big race in Houston, Texas, and shared it with two other racers in the Houston area. And this guy asked me to move my race. I said, "Let me think about it." It wasn't an overnight decision. It was something I gave some thought. We talked. I decided, since a lot of supporters from Houston, a lot of supporters from Dallas, a lot of supporters from Austin support my race and from other states, Louisiana and so on, I appreciate it. But to move my race to Dallas, the way Dallas supports, and I just done a race in Houston, I said, why not? I would give up something to a Dallas racer and do my race in Dallas, because a lot of cars from Dallas race, a lot of cars from Houston race. We don't have a hell of a lot of cars from the Austin area that race. So that brings on this. I'm helping in more than one way. And people need to look at the bigger picture of this. I'm helping in more than one way. Doing it in Dallas, all the races that support people in Dallas, they don't have to travel as far. That's helping them. The racer in Dallas that came to me and asked me would I do that, that's helping him. He's a Dallas racer that supports everybody's race. Now, am I wrong for stepping and deciding to move my event, which I established in San Antonio, to move it to another city because another racer from Dallas that supports my race asked me to, and he's a Dallas racer? Me personally, I don't think so. I don't think so. Now, that's my part. I feel like I'm trying to bring action. I feel like I go out and I work hard. Me and Sharon, we worked hard trying to put these races on, trying to bring action. No one's trying to interfere with nobody. All in all, is trying to bring action, not trying to step on anybody's toes, not trying to stack races on anybody's race, keeping your same race in the same month around the same time you generally do it. Just move it to a place where you probably can bring more action, and a partner in that city wanted me to move it, and I gave them an opportunity to say, hey, we'll do it together. That means I'm giving. That means I'm giving. Now, I said that to kind of set the stage for what goes on in the grudge game. I'm not hating. If a person thinks I'm hating, that's their point of view. If a person thinks I'm being disrespectful by doing it, that's their point of view. But the bigger picture to the matter is, I believe I'm still trying to create action with some things that I'm trying to do in the grudge game, and I allow someone that's a good friend of mine from the city that I'm going to do the race with me. Now, that ain't being greedy by no stretch of imagination. I did the same thing in Houston, Texas. I allowed some fellas from the city to do the race. So I believe that's trying to work together, because I believe in trying to work together as a promoter slash racer just as well as we have other racers that go around here with race cars, try to race, try to compete, try to find a car they can beat, try to match up, try to lock up, try to make the grudge game what I hope that we all can get it to. And that's on a bigger stage with a lot more action where we can travel around here and we can come together and group up and we can all, as many as want to go, leave the state of Texas and travel outside the state of Texas and show them the Texas fact. Texas and the Midwest, Louisiana, pack a big punch. Now, that's what I want to say. We can open some lines, and I want to allow some other people, and for anyone who want to talk, who want to say something, who want to share some light, feel free. But I ask people to respect one another, and you got to have thick skin. It's all about making action and trying to have a great event for the fans. That's what my mission is, and that's what my motive is. And if we got anyone out there, I see we got a few hands up. I'm going to leave it to you, Sharon.
Tracy, we've had some hands up. The way we're going to do this, because the topic, we know, you know, it can get under some people's skin. I'm going to go ahead and open up the three mics that of the people that have their hands up. That will be Batman, Jarvis, and Ricky. I'm going to go ahead and open up all three of your mics. I need y'all to speak one person at a time. We'll let Jarvis go first. We'll let Batman come in and Ricky come in. So I'm going to open up all three mics. If it gets to a situation where you guys start talking over each other, I'll close your mic. So I'm just pre-warning you right now. Batman, your mic is open. Jarvis, your mic is open. Ricky, your mic is open. A Everybody's mic's open. Go ahead. Batman, you can start. Jarvis, you can start. Or Ricky.
All right. Well, hey, this is Ricky. Trey. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
hey, what's
go
on,
ahead.
Man? How's it going? Okay. No, I mean, I just had a couple things, you know, I wanted to say about, you know, touching on the topic that you wanted to, you know, you're discussing tonight. First thing is a lot of people, mainly some of the promoters, are more concerned about what the other promoter is doing. You know, you really, as a grown man, shouldn't be concerning yourself with what another man is doing, as long as it ain't something negative or something that's negatively impacting you. The biggest thing is, you know, as a promoter, you need to be concerned about the fans, because that's where you really going to see your money at anyway, by the spectators coming in. You're not going to see no money just because, you know, you get racers coming and this, that, and the other, and you definitely ain't going to see no money by having ill feelings towards the next man for doing something that, you know, is really helping the game. You know, like I was, you know, I had quite a few phone calls, you know, like, man, you read this, have you seen this, have you read this, you know, and I don't know if maybe they call me because they know I'm cool with you or, you know, whatever, but at the same time, you know, when I read it, I'm like, well, dang, man, why would somebody post something saying that this dude is coming to Dallas and he's from Austin and he shouldn't be this, that, and the other? And in reality, man, like, ain't nobody can do to tell a man where he can and can't do business. And if you're a real businessman as a promoter, and I'm not saying no one person because this is something that's been going on for a long time. And, I mean, if you're a businessman, you know good businessmen, you don't sit in the same spot and forever doing business. You got to branch out. And that's just how it is. So for people that's upset about you coming up here doing this race, then that's just too bad for them. And I honestly, from just hearing the people, you know, on the phone and calling and, you know, emailing and this and the other, it's not really the fans. Like, a lot of the fans, they're all for as many big races as we can get. You know what I mean? What a lot of these guys don't realize is, man, it's, you know, they hate the NGRA, but those boys are organizers, and that's why they're controlling things right now. And I really feel like Texas, we got some of the hardest cars in the country, but right now it don't seem like it because don't nobody want to, you know, you don't want to call it. Everybody hating on each other.
I hear you, man. That's why I want to talk about this topic. Cause, you know, I don't try to hate on nobody. If I hate on somebody and some things, maybe I don't see it, and maybe somebody can bring it to my attention, you know. But I do my best to try not to hate on anybody, and I done known some guys that hate on me at times. I still deal with them. Calling in, I try to look at the bigger picture, and that is, hey, man, let's try to grow a race. Let's try to go somewhere. Let's try to make some action. It's all about racing. I mean, you know, the bigger picture, man, if we have a good event and fans have a good time and we have a good time, it makes it for a better crowd the next time. It makes for more people to come out and talk about. Not for people to get on the internet and start bickering and guess what, folks, look, they can't even get along. They hating on each other. I'm trying to do what I can for the grudge game, for the racing, and whatever. That's what the picture and motive I'm trying to do, and that's why, you know, I invited. Well, I was invited to do it. I was asked, hey, man, bring it here. And I thought about it, and I said, well, you from Dallas, so it shouldn't be the big deal. You support everybody's race. So, hey,
well,
I can
vouch for that.
I can vouch for that.
I know I had a conversation with. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
I can vouch for that conversation. I know exactly how it went, and that's exactly how it went down. So, I mean, but even if you didn't know, Tracy, this is the thing, though. Even if you didn't get invited by that man, who's to say you can't come down here and have a race? If you got the money to rent the track, which a lot of boys don't, you know, people think you can just throw a race. Now, that stuff costs anywhere from $7,000 to almost $20,000 sometimes, depending on where you have it and what day you have it on. So it ain't like, you know, anybody can just throw that race, but don't be mad when a man come into your town and throw a race. You know, it's just, I mean, I don't understand. Really, it's just about greed, man, and it's always the same usual suspects.
Hey, man, if a man come in your race and try to throw a race at a different track and you throwing a race at another track and that man feel like he can pull up in your race, hey, I can understand that. That's a form of kind of disrespecting me. You know, I got a race this weekend. Why you throwing that race this weekend? But when you throwing your race far enough away from another race, it's just business. Guy's going to have the same kind of race that he was going to have before you even threw a race there. There's no one throwing a race that month. So what's the difference? It's the same people that probably looked and seen
I had a race, and they scheduled their race around it, just like when I look, I schedule my race around other folks' race. It's the same thing as going to a city where you got more races. The man invited me in, and you go. I mean, I can hate on that. To me, that's just it's a smart thing to do, and people saving people. So, you know, I'm not throwing a race on top of nobody, not trying to disrespect nobody, just trying to bring action somewhere else and bring the people from out of state. What I'm looking at doing that even makes it closer for them to drive, makes it easier for them to come. So, in all, it's, to me, it's a win-win deal.
Right.
Say, I'm going to put some input on this. Y'all there?
Yeah, we're here.
Hello? I'm going to put some input on all this. I'm going to put some input on all this, okay? I've been around just as long as you have, Trace. I've been knowing you for a long time myself. I've been doing this just as long as you have. But I'm going to explain something to you, though, man. I think the bigger deal about this, for one, I'm going to get this straight, okay? That Bad Boys of Texas racing board of mine, the biggest board around Dallas, Texas. I can't control what people put on that board all the time. I'm not watching that board 24/7, okay? I try to ride as best as I can, but I'm going to say this. I can't control what they put on there, how they put it on there, when they put it on there. Because I'm not going to waste my time on the computer 24/7 watching this thing. I'm pretty good on watching pretty close, but I got other things to do, okay? And I'm going to tell you something, one thing I didn't appreciate, okay? Is that the fact is, when y'all called me, y'all asked me what was going on, not throwing the knowledge of what was happening on the board. You know, sound like, I mean, let me show you something. That board right there, man, if anybody understands what was going on, man, I worked my ass off on that board, okay? I worked my ass off up with you. Everybody, the fans, the racers, everything. I know a lot of promoters don't do without you on the weekend. And I guarantee you, Richard can goddamn me. But I'm going to tell you something, man. I didn't appreciate that, man. You know, because the deal is, man, you can call me, believe me, and I understand you tried to call me, but I was taking care of some things, and I guarantee, like I said, didn't know nothing about nothing. Now, for anybody putting something on that board, man.
Hello?
What happened? I can't hear. Did he drop?
He might have sounded like he was fading a little bit. I guess what he's saying is he can't control what's on the board at all times, but. You know, which I mean is true here. Ain't nobody got that much time to be sitting up watching the internet all day, you know, but I know some people might, but he ain't really got that much time, I'm assuming. But I think I'm just gonna be honest, why he faded out or whatever.
Stop.
I think what his biggest issue is, a lot of people, because I was like wondering, like, okay, who else can moderate on his page? You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's the problem I had, and I don't want to talk about that until he gets back on the line, because I wanted to have a chance to comment about it when he, you know, he made the statement that he can't control his board and what people put on there. So I'm going to wait till I see him back on the line, and then I mention this. I see we got Sharon, Paul, who else is when I'm talking. When Batman come back on, I just kind of want to ask him, since he put the statement out there that he can't watch the board, but he's the only one to put things on the board. I just got something to share on that. But let someone else speak.
There was somebody else that was there.
Sharon, go ahead.
Well, I'll say this, though, Tracy. Okay, like,
Ricky, hold on just a second. Jarvis, can you hear me? Jarvis is on the phone, Tracy, and he wanted to say something. He may have his phone muted. He wanted to speak on it.
Oh.
But hold on, Ricky. I'll let you get back to him in just a second. 281-9962, your mic is open. 281-9962, your mic is now open. Okay. They apparently don't have anything to say. Okay, Batman is back on the phone. I'm going to open up Batman's mic.
Okay,
so
hello?
Batman can continue.
Yeah, you fell off.
Batman, your mic is now open. But before you start back in on that, you were talking about the fact that you didn't appreciate the way that you received a phone call. I was a part of that phone call today. We weren't necessarily questioning what was on the board. We were questioning what was taken off of the board. and that the fact that
okay.
when you set yourself,
but once again, I'm gonna say this again. No one has to control
Batman,
that board.
Batman,
for you.
Batman, let us talk. Batman, okay. let us talk, and then you can go talk, Batman. Let us finish, and then you can talk.
Our issue was is that there was negative stuff placed on that board. There were positive things that were followed on that message. There were positive things that followed that. It was awfully interesting that the positive comments came off, but the initial negative comments stayed on there. And you're saying when we asked you about it, you told us that no one else had the authority, had the administrative duty, had any type of administrative authority to go in there and take anything else off, or take anything off that board. Anybody can post, but not everybody can take off. So our issue wasn't what was posted on the board. Our issue was, why is it that the negative information stayed on there and the positive information came off? Now, I'll be quiet.
Hold on, because I got to put my phone on the charger. Hold on one second. Y'all can finish talking to somebody else. Hold on one second. I'll come in on that good stuff.
Okay, he going to try to charge his phone up a little bit. Looks like we got a couple more hands up.
I've opened up everybody's mic who has their hand up right now, Tracy.
Okay, I don't know.
Ricky, you had a comment before I interrupted you. I'm sorry. You can go ahead while Batman is charging his phone.
But your topic's so much better. No, I was just saying that I don't want to make people think that there's a lot of – I'm going to say this. I know we had a guy from Louisiana reach out to us to help, you know, host a race out there in their hometown. And actually there's a guy from southern Louisiana throwing a race up in, you know, Shreveport. And he told us to come in with him the same way. And we said, okay, we'll do it. But we hadn't experienced any negativity. I just really wanted to say that. It's just, you know, I don't want people to think, well, everybody that's trying to do this is, you know, there's always some drama. But it's not every single time. It's because, I mean, we haven't experienced none of that, you know what I mean? And we way over here. So, I mean, I don't want people to think that the same people are always involved and there's always some nonsense. It ain't nothing like that. I think Byron was back on.
Hello.
Okay. Go ahead, Byron.
Batman, your mic is open.
Okay. Now, I heard that in that last part where you were saying something about it was something about the last part of you're not for sure how I got off the board. Like I said again, once again, I don't know exactly, but when I went to the board, I didn't see anything on the board but what I saw. Okay, I got a laptop in front of me right now. And like I said, that posting that y'all was on there is still on there. But I don't know exactly what you're talking about on the other posting. I don't. Because like I said, no one has the access to that. So I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not saying it's lying or I'm saying nothing. But I'm saying as far as me is concerned, like I said, I sit back all year, every year, and watch everybody do all the events. Matter of fact, I go to all everybody's events. And like I said once again, I never question what Tracy do, how he do it, where he do it, and when he going to do it. Tracy has even been in time to post up on his board for him. I don't have a problem with it again. But once again, Tracy, I'm addressing you with this because, like I said, when you called me, it was all like, in the way it was like, you did this, or you did this. Not knowing me, I didn't know exactly what was going on. Well, I'm really pissed off about because, like I said, if the shoe was on the foot, I would have never came to you like that. You are sharing anybody else who's on the phone. You know, that's why I'm pissed off at because, like I said, I didn't know what was going on until I got to a computer. But once again, from what I've seen on the board and whoever it is, I don't know who it is. Could be Faith Town. Could be from your own town. Could be from Dallas. It could be anywhere. I don't know. I'm not gonna search this down because it ain't that serious with me. But
okay,
I'm gonna say this:
understand.
If you do what you do. I mean, I never question about what you do because I know what I'm capable of. You know, I know
okay,
what I'm capable of. from me. I done had a whole bunch of dirt thrown on me. I have dirt thrown on me right now as you speak. But I'm going to tell you what I do. I don't do but shake them off. And all that does is make me strive even harder. Because like I tell everybody else, when you come to my event, haters are welcome too. Y'all just the same to me.
Batman, one moment. Okay, let me ask you one question. I want you to answer that one question. On your board, who has the ability to remove posts?
I just told you, once again, no one. And I didn't see nothing but what I've seen.
You're in a courtroom. Think about it. You're in a courtroom. I ask you one question. You are the only one.
But I just told you.
Okay, Ricky, are you still on the line?
Yes, still on.
Yesterday, did you not post something on Batman's board yesterday morning?
Oh, yeah, there was quite a few posts on there.
But you, I don't have all the other people that are on the phone. I don't know who they were, but I know for a fact that Ricky posted something on your board yesterday morning. And, Ricky, by the afternoon, was that post still on that board?
Nah, it was already gone. But I mean, I think Byron, I think this is, let me say that. Because everybody kind of hit it. I'm going to say it because I'm still kind of cool about it. I think what's going on is, I know you, like you said, you deleted all of it. You just deleted everything. Which, I mean, if you deleted all of it, that would make plenty of sense to me. But I think what Tracy and Sharon are trying to figure out is, it was a negative post put up. You know, like in bold letters, you know, that big, it was a big old post, whatever, talking about Tracy from Austin trying to run a race in Dallas and this, that, and other. And then people put, you know, little stuff up on it, and most of it was positive stuff towards Tracy, especially mine. Now, I didn't know who I was talking to, but I put my name on my post, because, I mean, me being a man, I feel like if I'm going to say something on the board, then I'm going to stand behind it. I don't care who get offended. And I don't think I should offend nobody with it, but the thing is, that was deleted. But I think what they, I'm trying to get understanding of this too, why wasn't the original, you know, post deleted? Which, I mean, it's all petty in a sense because all the races.
Let me ask y'all.
Go ahead.
Do y'all go on my board every day?
Oh, no, I don't.
Okay, let me ask you a question. If you ever notice, if you go on my board, stay on the board for 2 days, you know how fast those pages turn over for people putting the flyers on there? I can tell you, because I know, every day, if you got something on the top, it'll be on the next page. Then anybody bothered to look on the next page?
Oh, yeah, in that sense, I understand what you're saying there. I think, yeah, I guess that's the question you was asking. I understand what you're saying there.
Did anybody bother to go to the next page?
Hey, Byron, this was a deal. It was posted right up under what was on there.
Let me explain something to you, though, Trace. Is, I don't know if y'all don't know it, and I'm pretty sure Sharon may know it, but I'm going to tell you this, is I know how that door go because I know it's my board. I see it all the time. And I'm just telling you this. Those replies, they turn over so fast. People can take a post, the next to a post, and reply on it and be on the first page, and your reply will be on that next page. It doesn't necessarily have to be on the same link. It doesn't go like that. So that's what I'm telling y'all.
Batman, who can delete? Who can delete a post from your board? That's my question to you.
You know, I just told you the only person who can do that is me.
Ricky's post was deleted yesterday.
But I'm telling you again. Once again, you're not listening. Do you know, did you bother to go to the other side of the page for the academy?
You're telling me right now that if I go to page 2 of your board, I'm going to find Ricky's post.
What I'm trying to tell you is this, is I took all that off the board. And I'm going to tell you something, okay? I'll be real with you. Y'all pissed me off today with that bullshit, okay? I wasn't going to take it off. I was going to leave it on there. But you know what? Let me say this, okay? I'm a bigger player than that because this right here don't got nothing to do with me or far as me concerned, how a person feel about Trace or anything else. Only thing I'm pissed off about is how y'all came to me. Because let me tell you something. What you should have done is ask me, hey, man, I need you to go on this board and figure out who done this, Where is all this deleted from, or is it still in the board instead of something that's telling me you? Why?
Batman, we didn't come at you like that. We come talking about you stated that you've been out of town. You have been on the board since Sunday. And I asked you, well, who can remove on your board? You said you. I said, if that's the case, what we're talking about, you have to remove it. That's all. I didn't say you did it. I asked first, who can delete? And you said you. So it's obvious if you're the only one to delete, you have to delete it.
What I'm saying, Trey, is this, man. Let me tell you something. I can say this, okay? And I'm going to say this. One thing about it. The way I took that is the way you presented it, sir. I'm saying this again, Trey. Never hated on you. Never had to. For what? Like I said, I was doing this promotion stuff before you were. I did all these events before you were. So why?
Let me explain something to you, Batman. You've been trying to promote races, before me. You've been trying to promote races before me. But just because I start promoting races don't make me or you no better than each other. That's it. It don't make nobody know this. If a man want to start tomorrow and go do an event, that don't make me or you better than him.
It's the way that you came to me, though, Trey. That's what I'm saying. Because if she was on the phone, you would feel the same way.
That is, but you stated before I said that, you stated you're the only one can delete.
What'd you say?
And I think,
the deal is, when I came talking about it, I said, oh, man. Batman, what's this? I said, what's this? Oh, man, what's all this stuff? I'm asking you, and you said, what's this? I said, I ain't been on my board.
It's the way that you presented it's the way you presented that to me. That's the way I took it. Because let me tell you something, Trey. I'm gonna say this again, okay? Ain't nobody got control of that board for me. Ain't nobody got that password for me. So basically, y'all keep asking me, who's the only person that has this? Me. And I'm telling you, did y'all even bother to go to the next page? See, y'all ain't answered that question yet.
Byron, if I go on your board and post something right now, and I go back an hour later, I can post right up under what I just posted. It's still going to be there.
Okay. But what I'm trying to tell you is, Trace, when was this posted?
Yesterday.
It was posted yesterday, right?
The original post was posted like around 8-something yesterday morning, posted in all caps, bold letters,
now,
just like what you said.
I'll make anyone of y'all big. Y'all can post something right now. And I guarantee you, if it's enough post come through there, it'll be on the next page by tomorrow.
But as soon as I post something right back to it, it'll bring it right back up to the top, won't it?
I don't know where y'all trying to get at, but to me, what I think y'all trying to get at, y'all, in my mind, I think y'all thinking that I deleted the bad and left the good on. I'm going to say this once again. I ain't never had it on you, man, but I'm going to say this again. If I wanted to, I could, but I'm not a hater for what? Because I do the same thing you do. I got to take bills the same way you do. So why would I hate? I sat back the whole time. And when we went to Dallas, you had me to do this. You had me to do this. I did that. I did everything you had me to do for you. But I get this kind of reply from this shit.
Wait a minute. Since you brought that up, answer this. When you ask me to do things to help you, do I do it?
You do the same. But I'm saying to you,
That's why I don't understand what happened when it came to that. Damn, somebody's going to post something negative, and then somebody's going to post something good, and all of a sudden, not even an hour later.
But what did I tell you, though, Trey? I said, let me check it out. Now, if I was a hater, I'll keep the shit on there. Like I said,
I can delete the shit anytime, anytime I want to. I'm telling you this is the way that you came to me. I didn't like that, Trace, but I never came to you like that. I don't give a damn if
I came to you asking you. And I came to you asking you. I came to ask you. I called you to ask you. Man, I didn't know we were like that. That's what I did, right?
No. But you said you didn't know we were like that. See, that's
I came to you saying, man, I didn't know we were like that. All this stuff on your board. That's what I said, right?
That's the way you came to me, Trey. I know what you said, Trey, okay? I know what you said, but I'm telling you, let's just get back to the basics again, okay? Because once again, like I said, man, if you come to Dallas, you do what you got to do, man. Because let me tell you something. I tried to do this shit last year with everybody. Everybody around the city, that who's promoters. And you know what? You know the result that we got out of this?
Yeah,
nothing. Everybody wanted to do their own. Damn,
I
got no food,
no
pills, no stuff. But I'm saying to you is this, is, let's try to make some things happen, true enough, man. But it's still, regardless of the fact, I can understand how well put it on board, what they saying. It is proper and procedure things, the right way to do things. It really is, man. You can. I come from the old school, Trace. You know I do, okay? You do, too. But I'm telling you is this. It's the proper way of doing things, man. Some people may feel like you're stomping on their toes, Trace.
Okay, fire. Hey, let me ask you a question. So if I was going to go buy a car and that was catching, I had to come ask somebody up there, hey, you on the car line, and I go to another car, I got to come ask somebody, never go buy a car, and this stuff a lot. That's crazy.
Trace, what I'm trying to say, Trace, is this. You got a shop, right, Trey?
Oh, no, you got out first.
You got a shop, right? You got a shop,
right? Let me
ask you a question. I'm a simplifier.
Hey,
Trey. Let me talk. I'm a simplifier.
Hey, somebody got their mic on. I can't hear you. Somebody got their mic on. They just need their mic.
Hold on, Tracy. Tracy, hold on just a second. Okay, I think I muted the mic that was. I think I got it. Go ahead.
I think somebody else was trying to say something.
I said you have a shop, right? Yeah.
Karen, hold on just a second. Hold on. I got two more hands up because you're talking out of both sides of your mouth. I'm sorry, but you are. Roman, your mic is open if you got something you want to say.
Man, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. Now, it is really sad, man. These guys right here shouldn't even be fighting. I mean, you, Sharon, you kind of said, you know, all the facts and went really hard into Byron. And Byron, I really don't feel like you answered a question. Let's keep it simple. Do you got a problem with Tracy bringing a race to Dallas?
Is my mic still open?
This is Roman. Do you,
your mic is still open.
Do you have a problem with Tracy bringing a race to Dallas?
Well, why would I, though?
No, that's what I didn't say why would you. I said, do you, yes or no?
I don't have a problem with it.
Well, y'all should just squash it right now and quit arguing all this and that, arguing about it. You know why they're mad. The only reason they're mad is because they feel like you let some negative stuff stay up. That's the only reason why they're mad. Y'all don't need to
I'm going to say this again. But I'm going to say this again. I hear what he's saying, but you're not hearing what I'm saying, okay? Like I said again. For someone to come to me and say, you, or why, you need to ask me first. Because for one thing, like I told Trace off the top, Trace, I ain't been on my board, okay? That's for one thing, okay? I don't watch that board 24-7 like that, okay? I do try to monitor the best I can, but I'm going to say, people say what they want. Say, hell, they talk about me on my own goddamn board.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm going to say this, okay? I'm going to say this, okay? I'm going to say it again. It's the way Trace is telling me. That's what y'all not understanding. That's what I'm saying. I don't care what Tracy's doing.
Well,
I don't care about if he comes to Dallas. I don't own now one of these tracks. I don't even own now one of them. But I'm saying to you, some people who haven't put that on the board, maybe they felt like that Tracy could have asked some of the promoters that came in here how they feel about it, or maybe even try to go with them. I don't know. I'm just telling you what I'm looking at on the board, what I'm reading out of it. That's what I'm saying.
Let me say this, Byron. I have been approached by another promoter up there to do something up there, but it's at a different time.
Now, I have been approached by another promoter up there, but at a different time. Now, because I did something this time, because another racer who supports everybody's race asked me to come down here and do it down here. How can somebody hate on that? And everybody knows I'm only going to try to make some action, bring some action, get some people from out of town to try to do something, get some people to try to lock up. I'm only trying to make the game better, try to get people together. I'm not looking to try to make a whole bunch of nothing, because if that was the case, I try to do it by myself. Hell, I brought people
I'm
to do races.
Let me ask you a question, Trey. And I looked at too. I looked at what they said, too. Now, why, I don't know why they feel like this. Are you a part of the NGRA?
Hell no. I tell you what you do. Get on your phone right there and call folks like you. I am not and never have been a part of the NGRA. Now, I don't know where the hell that come from.
Let me tell you where it come from,
Tracy. What's that?
Tracy, you know where it comes from?
Where?
It comes from you branching out and doing something other than racing right here at home. You know what I mean? You're trying to branch out and bring this, make this even bigger. So people just, you know, people just assume something. I don't think they really, I don't think people was hating on nothing like that. I just think that people wasn't aware of the fact that you really was just trying to branch out and do something more than what, do something more than the status quo. Because me and Pina do the same thing. We try to get the hell up out of Dallas. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but so let me shed a light on how I got to this point.
Yeah, but y'all got to know the difference in promoting, though.
Well, let me shed a light on it. A couple of years ago, all right, we all were trying to board the round here in Texas, okay? I called out every damn grudge car in the state of Texas and didn't get no takers. Bobby, you can vouch for that. I was going coming down here. You say I was coming for nothing. You put on your board that I was looking for a race. I went to Houston, Texas. I called Rat Daddy. I called Drexler. I called Roy James. I called all the races down there that had a damn fan talk and they had to do something. And everybody told me they're not ready yet. Okay, so what was it for me to do? I started looking and said, you know what? I'm going to try to take it to another level. And that I started going out, started looking, trying to meet people, trying to find a how can I go and what can we do on another level. I sold my car to try to know if I want to go to the next level, I got to step my game up. That's why I got rid of it. I wasn't getting no action around in the state of Texas. I called Bullet in Louisiana. So, listen, this is what people don't know. That's what caused me to go out there. You know what? They got it going on out there. They're grudging like hell. Let me see. Can I do something with these people? Can I get in and learn stuff and try to bring some of these people to Texas? Why in the hell do you think we had a good time when I met the people with NGRA and we met in Mississippi? That was the start of branching out, man. And all I was needing to do is try to get still folks to bring themselves to Texas. That was my mission. That was my motive. I wasn't no member of no damn NGRA. I am not. And whoever said they are is a damn lie. I never have been, and I am not. The only one to try to get
this is where I'm getting at. I mean, Tracy, what you do is what you do. I'm not tripping on that because I thought, you know, man, you talk pretty much often, okay? But this is what I'm trying to tell you, Tracy, is do you think I'm hating on you?
I didn't say you was hating. I say the people who... I said this. Based on what people were calling me, what was on your board and what I saw on your board, and then I asked you, and you was the only person that messed that board. They put negative, and few people put good, and when the good went away, and the negative stayed there, and you told me you was the only person that could remove that. To me, I felt like that was a form of hatred. Another thing,
let me say this.
I talked to the man at the track. The man told me, you told him he shouldn't be doing business with me. Now, what is that hating?
Is that asking? What is that? I'm just asking. What is that?
I tell you what. This is what you want me to do, Clay. This is what I want to do. This is what I want you to do, Trace. Okay? You put me in front of that white man. I want you to be in front of him too.
We don't need to.
That's what I want you to do, okay?
Hold on. Byron, I know you can hear me. I muted your mic because before this started, I let everybody know that if you start talking over one another, I was going to mute mic. I muted your mic, Byron. If you want to come back in and talk, you know, one at a time, that's cool. I'm going to unmute your mic now.
Do what now?
I just muted your mic for a second because we can't hear you when
Byron,
both of you are talking.
All I need is this.
I want to ask you one question, okay? I'm going to say this, okay? Because one thing about me, if I said something, I'll tell you in your face, Trace. You know that. I ain't got a problem with that. But I'm going to say this, okay? I'm going to ask you one question, either yes or no. Do you think I'm hating on you?
By the statement when a man told me, I'm not worried about this. I think that's a hater move that will fool.
I'm asking you, Trace.
Let me say something. Talk a lot. We talk down there every day. But what happens, I think that's a hater move, and I'm like, hell, I don't understand why. That's why I call. Let me show you something, Trey.
You've been in the game for a long time, right?
Yeah.
Right? I've been in the game for a long time. Man, I probably didn't say anything, okay? But I'm asking you, out of your heart, do you think I'm hating on you? That's what I'm asking.
I'm going to show you something.
I want to know from your heart, do you think I'm hating on you, man? Because I'm asking you for a reason.
Are you hating on me or hating what I'm doing? I don't see a reason that you should hate on me. All I'm doing is trying to goddamn put together a race.
Okay, now I'm gonna say this, Trace, okay? I ain't never hated on you, never have to, because I got the capability just like you do. I sat back all these years, like I said, when you did your San Antonio trip, who the ones have you brought and caught the guys down there? Who did you call? I talked to you. But now you're going to tell me I'm hating on you?
Listen closely. If you know me and you have had this problem like this, until I put out there, the man asked me to do a race, got the track, I say I moved my race there and start doing it, and then this stuff came up, and then I talked to the man, and it come back, that you tell the man something, to me, I'm like, what the hell is that about? I'm not doing no race in July. Tracy, this is what I'm saying.
Since you feel like I'm hating on you, man, we ain't got to do no more business, man. Okay? Because let me show you something. That shit right there is some bullshit, man. And I'll say it again, and I'll tell anybody, anybody,
I'm going to tell you something. I ain't never in my life talked that you hate on me. And I'm going to tell you something. If I thought I'd say something to say, no. If I had something to say, Trace, if I had something to say, you know I'll call you and tell you, man. And one thing about me, I'm going to tell you something. On my board, you got to tell me. Hold on, let me show you something to you. I told you. This whole topic ain't about
Tracy and Byron. It ain't about Tracy and Byron. It's
I
about
you one question, Tracy.
In the game.
Tracy.
Batman being no bad guy, and I'm not going to get on here bashing Batman. Sharon asked Batman a question about what was put on the website. The question was asked, who could take it out? Batman said he was the one, the only one who could take it out. So therefore, what should have been done is Batman is the only one who could take it out, but then he's saying to look at it on the next page. Okay, did anybody go and check on the next page? Sharon said, well, if you, it does happen, if you put something else on there, then it goes right back up again. You see what I'm saying? And I just feel that, you know, this topic shouldn't have been discussed on the radio. And Tracy, for as you revealing what another man said to you about another man, that shouldn't have been done either, because you know behind closed doors and the man's not there in front of the other man, he's not going to say that he said that unless the other person was there in front of him and can say that, yeah, he did say that. So you never going to get the truth out of if both parties, all the parties ain't there face-to-face with each other. So, therefore, that shouldn't have been brung up either, because no matter how you say it, that man is still not going to admit to it if the other party is not there to say, no, he's a lie, he did say that. You don't reveal your hand about what you know about what somebody said about you. If he said something like that about you, hey, okay, all right, then just let that go, move on. And as far as y'all doing any business together, you know, it's some hard feelings that's coming out about this. And this is shouldn't be like this, because I'm was pretty upset because now one of the states came together and tried to go against the East Coast. You know, only man that tried to in the big tire car was Tree Man until he wrecked his car. Nobody else stepped up and tried to get at these East Coast boys. They talked about us real bad, called us all kind of names. And now one of the big tire car people from Texas stood up to what these people said about us. Then
hold on,
you got Houston. Don't want to come to Dallas, me, because they didn't come today, Dallas. What kind of shit is that? That's why come we can't do nothing against these other races, because we can't come together as our own self first. And before we start going out there messing with these other guys, we need to come together and unite here, right here in our own town, and then go out there and fight against these people. We fighting against ourselves. Why are we fighting against ourselves and we right here in the same area? That doesn't even make any sense.
Well, I mean, am I open, Tracy?
Yeah, go ahead.
This Ricky. I mean, well, I see what you're saying, though. I mean, I mean, you're right about a lot of dudes not wanting to get out of town and go race these other East Coast boys, and they do kind of act like they disrespect us when they get to talking about Texas, you know what I'm saying? But it really ain't cool. I know you're saying overall, but, I mean, it's a few of the boys from around here that do get out of Texas and go race those boys on the East Coast. It have happened.
Right. But we
you know,
got
they don't
so
really talk
about
it. I know you're looking at. I know you're looking at as a whole. But
yeah,
and that's what I mean.
Me and
Peter talk about that all the time. It'll be nice for us to be able to get out. But I mean, I'm gonna be honest with you. I didn't talk to Joker. You know, the Rodriguez boys. They plan on getting out with us. Flip and Jackie, they gonna do something. I mean, there's a lot of boys that we just gotta really sit down and pick a date and to when we're gonna do it. There's a lot of people that's ready. You know what I mean? But I think you did all right. You know, but Rick,
we can't do that. If we are bickering amongst ourselves, we got to get our own state together first before we can go out there and messing with these guys. These guys ain't playing. Tony Byron
right.
came down here, and damn near, if his cards would have been played right, Tony Byron would have won everything down there. But just so happens, it didn't come out the way he turned. It didn't come out the way he planned. You know what I'm saying? And it wasn't too much stuff spoke on that. And we saw the real thing with him and Javier and them and all that old kind of stuff. The man was mad because his car was hurt and everything, and he couldn't do what he wanted to do to us. So, therefore, he played the games that he played to try to get out of the race. You know what I'm saying? And that's how you handle a person like that. Then they ask back down from where they came from and let them know they can't come to Texas with this bullshit. But we can't sit there and start fighting amongst ourselves. You know what I'm saying? We got to sit up there and get on a conference call face-to-face and handle this issue instead of putting this out here where the fans can hear all this, because all they're doing is bringing negativity to what we are trying to build here in Texas.
You're right.
And it's hurting the show because therefore it's making people think, well, say, man, I don't even want to deal with them people down there in Texas because they got all this going on. This should have been done behind closed doors.
And
now
I know. Ma, I hear what you're saying, but sometimes you got to bring things out to share the light, man. Some things I feel that you can't always leave in the backwoods because when it stays in the backwoods, it just keeps like wildfire. It just keeps burning. And then all of a sudden it's going to come up. Sometimes you got to just bring it out, talk about it, and people understand. And, man, we got to learn. We're going to do what we're going to do, and we move forward. Some things just got to be. I'm not mad at that man about it. I don't got no problem with that man. It's just something I want to drink. He said his part. He felt like he didn't like the way I came to him with it. I understood. I felt like I didn't like the way he got the negative, what the negative part stayed on there, the good part got that. I ain't no problem with that. We gonna move forward. He gonna do his race. Me and Tina gonna do our race. People in other shows gonna do their race.
Man, it ain't nothing that I feel that's gonna change nothing. It's just understand we got to learn that, hey, man, the bigger picture of us growing great right here in Texas. All of us believe the bigger picture. One day us grouping together and going to the East Coast. But we got sometimes you got to air some baggage out. It don't always sound good in the end. We expressed out there, I'm okay with it. I'm not mad at that man. That man might fat open. If he want to say something, I ain't got no problem with it.
But, Tracy, on this part is, you're right. I agree with everything you're saying. But there's a time
Mo, hold on just a second. Somebody's got some background noise. They're in the car or something like that. If you would be so kind. I don't want to mute your mic myself. If you'll just mute your mic for me, please. Otherwise, I'll go in and mute it.
But
okay. Go ahead, Mo.
You know, I'm just saying it's a time and a place for that. This is not the time and this is not the place. You know, we should learn, Tracy, from them shows that we listen to. This is the same thing that they do. Why are we trying to do what they do? Why are we bringing the dirty laundry out here for everybody to hear when it should be behind closed doors? That's all
I'm
saying. The same thing that goes on Dogs Them Show and everything, heated discussion, people's feelings getting hurt and everything, and then they talk about what they'll do to other people and stuff like that. It hasn't got to that point, you know what I'm saying? But I feel that this just wasn't a topic to discuss here on the radio.
The topic ain't about just how me and Batman have us, and we express what we say. That me and Batman, but it's other things about the drug game that you know people need to work on. That's just one issue. That wasn't the whole focus of the show. You know, this other thing, I say the grudge game, not just me and Batman. It ain't about me and Batman. Me and Batman are just two people.
But
we
the whole topic,
I'm gonna
but the whole
right
thing
Batman
is about this.
Right. He's going to do his show. I'm going to do my show.
Ahead,
I ain't got no problem, man.
It's Tracy talking now. That's the problem with being a female voice among all this bass.
Okay, go ahead. We got a lot of mics open. Get somebody else to answer.
I have a lot of mics open, but hold on. I want to, if you don't mind, I want to address Mo for a second.
Go ahead, Sharon.
The original topic really was not pointed, was not directed at any one particular person. It just so happened that, you know how when you put something out there, how somebody feels that really it hits them more than it misses them? In this situation, Batman felt that it hit him a whole lot more than it missed him. But one thing that you need to understand, or that I want you to understand, is that the very same thing that you're saying, you know, like I said, this wasn't directed toward Batman. But if you had gone on Batman's board and read that, then basically the voice was cut off for anything positive to be said about what Atomic Dog Drag Racing or about what Show Enough Racing, you know, was trying to do. If there was anything positive that was said about that, then it was cut off. It wasn't
It wasn't
allowed to be said. So what is the difference between voicing an opinion on the internet where everybody and their mother, father, sister, brother can see it and voicing their opinion on a radio show? What's the difference?
I understand that, Sharon. But the question was to Batman, who has the right to delete anything off his website? He said he was the only one that had the password. So now look how he feel in front of everybody, a thousand people who's listening to the show. Now you see how it's making him feel? Now he's got to come back and try to defend himself in front of thousands of people. He's being put on the spot. You see what I'm saying? So now you gotta understand how another person will feel just like you want to feel. I understand that. And that was wrong. That was totally wrong. But it just now it was put out there for that man to sit up there. Now he's got to come back and be like a politician and try to explain himself. And really there was no explanation when he said that he's the only one who could delete anything.
You see what I'm saying? You're saying one of the people who get to reach the negative and then the good stuff gets deleted out so everybody continue to read the negative.
Right. I'm not disagreeing with what y'all saying, Tracy. I'm just saying how he was put on the spot and how he feels.
Hey, I respect what Batman said. I respect his, I'm through with it, you know. I mean, he said what he's going to say, I said what I'm going to say. In the end, man, I believe both of us want to have a good race. I believe both of us shoot to try to make races. And to me, that's the bigger part of this good game, to try to make races. I don't think neither one of us don't agree on any man to make action. So, I mean, it ain't going to get bad. We both going to try to make races.
Yes, I'm listening to you.
Excuse me, Mo. That was totally Batman's decision. You must have got no minutes or something. And we can hear you in the background. That was totally his decision. This was a genetic
Tracy, we need to mute.
Hold on, Pico. Hold on, man.
I don't know who it is. That was Tinkle.
No, it was Tinkle. This was a generic topic that went out there because it wasn't just the situation, you know, with Batman. There were other situations where we see that there is so much hating going on in grudge racing. It wasn't necessarily this. You see hating going on about who got this or who got that or who don't have this or who don't have that. It wasn't just Batman. Batman was just the same because he felt, like I said, he felt that he was a target. He felt that the bull's out on him. So that was his choice. If Batman didn't come on in, he didn't have to.
But he was going to have to defend himself, though. Batman was not, Mo,
I understand what you're saying, but Batman's name was not mentioned before he came on. But it's his board, though.
It's his board. And the question was asked to him was, who has the right to take anything off his board? Who has, and he
Mo,
said he's
Batman
the only one who has
the
password. He said he's the only one who has the password.
Mo, when I started talking about the hate and the drug game, I didn't put bring up about nobody boy. Batman came on. Batman said that. Hey, man, but we beating a dead horse. Most people got their hands up.
Alley Cat, your mic is open.
Yeah, god damn.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, only issue that I have that I'm raising an eyebrow about is trying to bring action to town, to another state. All that's cool. But the problem what's going to happen is if we don't watch it, we need to watch how close we put a grudge race to another grudge race. Because if this race really goes on August 18th, that race, that Labor Day race at HTI, it may suffer because I just experienced that. That's the only thing bad about stacking races close to another grudge. A grudge race stacking another grudge race close to one another is it's going to suffer with fans. If it don't suffer with fans, it's going to suffer with race cars. One of them is going to suffer. And then if they suffer with race cars, the fans not going to get their money's worth. That's the only bad part about this. Now, everybody say it's fine to do it. And you know, I'm a racer, I'm a fan, and I'm a promoter. I live all three lives. So some of these people call in and say it's okay, it's good, get the big picture. Because the minute you don't get your money's worth, it's going to be another topic. Because see the East Coast is going through that right now. They got races, they got four or five races every weekend within right around each other. And we don't want that. We really don't want that. Because racing going to get boring, for one. Then the fans ain't going to get their money's worth.
These races, as I said, they're not back-to-back. The only back-to-back race you had is when me and you, we did that race, and you got the benefit of both. We see that your race is back to the race, the only time that I was able to get the people to come down here. So you was invited. So, you know, you kind of got the best of both worlds because you had two races week after week. But this race here is a month after Matt Man's race. My race is the same time I do it in San Antonio in August. It's always, if you look at it, it's always been like the third week in August. It's still the third week in August. You know,
okay.
It wasn't another drug race in Dallas in that month. It wasn't another drug race in Dallas in that month.
All that's fine. But look at some of these high power pro mods and backhand cars. Can they afford to run the next 2 weeks or the next week? Can they really afford it? That's what you have to look at. It ain't about me anymore. It's about the fans. Are they going to get their money worth?
It's always about the fans before I look at it. It's always about the fans where I look at it. But what I'm saying is they're run apart.
But you just said that I benefited from it. I didn't benefit from anything. It's all about the fans with me. That's all I really care about is
what
the fans.
Saying,
they get their money's worth.
What I'm saying is this, Attitat. You do your race on Labor Day, right? I've been doing my race toward the end of August, right before school. I'm doing the race the same time. I'm doing it the same time I've been doing it. There's no
but
race.
Can
there's
you
no grudge race. Off, that, what?
But
go ahead.
Can you afford to run your car twice or three times out the month? Can you really afford it?
No. But what I'm saying is, it's not nobody adding the race on. That's the race that I've been doing, just like the Labor Day race. That's the race you've been doing.
I understand all that. I can't afford
to run it when I'm running.
Okay, I understand all that. We did a race together on the 19th, and that following weekend was Memorial Day. I had a ton of fans, but I didn't have a ton of race cars. Did the fans get their money's worth? I feel like they didn't. That's why I'm saying you can't stack races on top of one another.
Well,
I've been fighting out
case,
with a Dallas.
In this case, a race is not stacked on top of one another. In this case,
there's 2 weeks
there
away.
Have been cases, huh?
It's 2 weeks away.
Okay, let me ask you something. My race and your race been 2 weeks of race since I started, right?
It's 200 miles apart.
Okay. But we try to draw people from other cities, correct? I think everybody likes to try to, you know, draw from other cities. We talked about it one time. We never did get to do it. Coming together, hey, let's get up there and let it travel from city to city, from race to race, from people to race, let it travel. We talked about that. We hadn't accomplished that. But what's the reason? What was the breakdown? I'm going to say that we failed to continue to communicate with each other, and I'm going to let it be that. But I believe people like to have races come from other areas which have the fans really enjoy. I think the fans really enjoy when people, we can all come from different parts of the state, or different parts of our city, and come down. And the deal of that is, you know, hey, you just got to find your place in a month. You know, that's the deal. Sometimes, you know, like Labor Day races, Dallas have, they got two or three races that same weekend. You got yours that weekend, you know. Yeah, you'll get a good fan base down there. Yeah, Dallas get a good fan base down there. But if it was some kind of way that we could make it to where, hey, you could have a better fan base with some different activities, I think it will make for a better race. I mean, I was going to get away from it. Y'all got them races established on those Labor Day weekends. I don't know, but I do see your point about trying to bring action for the fans and try to have a good race. That's what I shoot. But try my deal, and I'm going to say it again, I always try to shoot to bring action for the fans.
Most races out of hand, stand tall. I try to have something and put something on the pot for the people, for the races, and, you know, hey, I even gave some away to the fans. So I do
well,
win that number one.
That's fine. That's fine,
Alex,
and that's great. But
Alex,
but take a poll.
Alex, had just
take
a
poll.
Yeah. Horace, your mic is open. Horace, your mic is open also. Go ahead, Alex.
Okay, take a poll. Just a crazy poll. How many fans could afford to travel, and how many racers could afford to travel in a month? I mean, I'm in a crisis. I can't afford to travel maybe once every other month because I got to plan this shit. You know, I got to plan my stuff out. I can't afford to go to Dallas August 18th and then get up and go back, you know, Labor Day weekend. I can't afford that. But are the fans going to get their money's worth? It's not about me as a promoter. It's about the fans because this shit is costing anywhere between $15 to $25 for entertainment. Are they going to get their money's worth?
If you come together and plan races and try to do them according, the fans can get more than what they're getting right now.
Jamaica.
I think that's what the guys in Dallas is ticked off about. If you would have came to them and kind of spread it out and say, what's a good time to do that race to where you won't step on nobody's other race? That's just my opinion.
I'm not sticking my nose in somebody else's. Look at this. Open your mind up. The people in Dallas and the people in Houston come to San Antonio, right? My race is the same time. It's been the same time in the last couple of years. Those people spend money to come down there. I'm taking it to them to let people for them. They race is still going to be the next couple of weekends and yours. That didn't change the dynamic of what they was already going to do regardless. That saved them because now that race coming to them.
Okay. Well, if you go back and look at your notes, you know and I know your race didn't do good last year. It was a hell of a race.
Let me tell you why.
Your car ain't got nothing to do with you. You don't have a car.
Let me explain something to you. A lot of people was calling me. A lot of people from the Austin area was calling me, asking me, are you going to be there if you have a car? I had a ton of people from Austin to come to San Antonio because they wanted to see me with that car. And I told them no. And a ton of people told me, well, man, I'm not going to go then.
You don't believe it.
I'm just telling you. And if people call you and tell you that, that's what they say. I had a hell of a lot of people from the Austin area come down to Houston on the 19th. A hell of a lot of people came from down here. I'm just saying, we don't have in Austin the luxury of a lot of cars like Houston or Dallas. You know, we don't. It's not a lot of grudge races down here in this area. Most of the cars have to travel. But the races
right.
that was going to go on around them, they still was going to go on. The man
right.
asked me, you know, won't you bring your race up here? That saves
right.
people. That's how you do it. The man asked me, man, won't you do it up there? I had a bad experience. I go out there and say, the man just didn't do right down there. I was still going to do the race, but I wasn't comfortable because the man didn't do right. Not me, the man. And you know, and we don't have to say, you done had some dealing with him, you know what the deal was. Because what the deal you told me you had, I had the same deal. You know? So if that happened, would you be comfortable with it?
Well,
so you know
what, I've been dealing.
So you know where I'm coming from.
Coming for a minute.
I've been dealing with a drama for a minute.
You know, everybody's stacking races on top of one another. I've been dealing with that for a minute, but now
so
it's getting ready to get out.
Alley Cat, what do you see as a solution? What do you see if you've been looking at it for a minute with people stacking races on top of each other? What do you see as a solution to it, as far as Texas promoters are concerned?
I just did. I brought it up to the forefront because I don't have that problem down here in Houston. But in Dallas, it's a major problem. It's a major problem. But now, and Tracy says a Gilbert race on top of HTA. I mean, you know, HTI race. That's a big-ass race. Now, if he'd have did it like the 1st of August, everything would be cool. It wouldn't be a problem.
Are you telling me the people that in Dallas wasn't coming to my race in San Antonio?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that to cure a problem before it get out of hand.
That's the same handicap you failed to realize. Like your Labor Day race, that's a status weekend, right? That's a status weekend. My race always been the week of been the week before school for the last couple of years. It's been the same time.
But you're 200 miles away, okay?
That means the folks that were coming down here
going out to travel
that
200 miles. Well, that's fine, Trace. Don't be bullheaded about it. Be business about it. Just think about it.
Well,
one of the races don't suffer. I went through that same thing just recently with you. We had a hell of a race on the 19th. Memorial Day race, guess what? It suffered. Did I benefit from it? I feel like I really didn't because I didn't give my fans what they used to seeing. I feel like I failed, personally.
Alex, I have a question. You have generally, from what I've seen, that year after year, you have a race, Memorial Day. HCI has a Memorial Day race. One is on Saturday, one is on Sunday. That same situation is repeated on Labor Day. You have a Labor Day race. HCI has a Labor Day race. Why is it that you don't see that the Dallas-Houston thing suffers there, but you think that the August 18th race is going to cause HCI to suffer? Why wouldn't it be a situation of, for example, your Labor Day race in Houston and HCI's Labor Day race in Dallas, why don't you see it more of that being a situation of one causing the other to suffer rather than August 18th?
Okay. Since we're going to bring it up, me and Mac and Byron, we done fought and had fellas behind this hill. Me and Shannon Morgan had fellas behind this hill. What they doing was, I feel like, wasn't right, but I can't control what they do 200 miles away. I say, look, if y'all going to do a race, because I'm the one started all this shit 6-7 years ago. I came vibing with an idea. I said, Byron, let's get some cars to come to Houston for Memorial Day, and then Labor Day we'll come back. See, I'm the one that pioneered all this here. And he said, cool, fine, and we tried it. Then all of a sudden, Shannon Morgan got involved in it, and it busted shit wide open. It never worked again. It never worked again. That's why Dallas and Houston, they just getting a relationship back together again now. That's what Mo was speaking about. Dallas and Houston have always had an issue about that. Now we done solved the issue. Now we fit the star back going back and forth racing against one another because it's a good luxury. I like the sport. I love that. It draws a lot of crowd. Did I answer your question? You show right now.
And what I'm saying is this. I do my race the same time. I've been doing it for this third year. The same time. You have a race 2 weeks from that. You have a race 2 weeks. Your race don't suffer.
But look where you're putting it at now. Look where you – Austin, San Antonio, Austin was kind of like the country – We never went there. We went there one time to the Clash of the Titans and got fucked over by Freddie, and we ain't been back since.
So you're saying, listen to what you just said. You didn't go back how Freddie fucked you, right?
That's right.
Now, he fucked me
now
too.
Huh?
He fucked me too.
Well, but I'm saying, but hold up. Now, me and Hollis run two cars. We couldn't afford to bring two cars. So we made an idea, Hollis. We're going to bring my car to San Antonio, and then 2 weeks later, for the for Labor Day, we'll run your car. You see what I'm saying? Somehow shit suffers. Whether how you look at it, somehow it's going to suffer. I can't afford to run two cars as it is, but whenever I can, I can. But whenever I can afford to travel, I travel. But hell, if we're going to stack races on top of one another, shit, I just give up.
I mean, well, maybe we see difference. We see a difference on this. I don't see what is stacking on top of each other.
Your ass always been bullhead.
I'm not stacking your race. Let me
open up a couple of more mics if you don't.
Yeah. I just want to let him know. He threw a race Labor Day, and my race and all has been the same time for the last 2 years, and that's not stacked on top of him.
Did
mean, you asked me to get the Houston Dallas guys up there. I did everything you asked me to do. And they had fun. Everybody had fun. Like I said, I didn't just do it for you. I did it for Alley Cat, and I did it for Roy James, too. Okay?
Oh,
and I'm going to say this.
You
had, hold on. Let me talk. You had your event. Now what you're doing now, you passing on top of an event that's been going on for years. That's with HTI. So I'm saying to you is, no, ain't nobody wrong. You're wrong. You're talking about being greedy. That's greedy to me. Because you know what? How many times have I done an event? I'm going to ask you a question. How many times have I done an event?
I'm sorry, I muted his mic, Chris.
Let him talk.
Then I'll open his mic back up. It's just so simple.
Let him talk. Now, what I want to say, open his mic.
What
they need to look at is right there in their little area. They got three races that same weekend. They ain't got nothing to do with me. You know, he's saying event. One event in San Antonio. The man asked me to do this event down there. Okay, I did the event at the same event that won. Me, Alan, and Roy James did that. That was a combined event. Peter asked me to do that. That's a combined event. Max Steele has Labor Day and Memorial Day event. Those two events, I don't care how many events the man do. I don't care about that. Attacat has his Labor Day. He has Attacat did a race right after the 19th. Right after the 19th Memorial Day, Attacat has his November race. I don't care how many races that's Attacat. Roy James, the same thing. So are you saying
okay,
because somebody asked me to do an event up there, and I did that one in Houston, that's two events, and other people have three, four events? I'm not tripping on that. I didn't want to let you know.
We're not talking about that, Tracy. We're not even talking about that. We're talking about
that.
Batman's mic and let him talk again. Tracy, you need to be quiet while we're talking.
Y'all need to let King talk.
Hell no.
I'm going to say this again, like I said. I sit back all year. And you know what? I went to everybody's event. I helped everybody with their event and everything. This is what we supposed to be doing originally. You know it, and I know it, okay? Everybody's supposed to have a event. Like I said, whose idea was it to bring them down there to Houston? That was your idea, Tracy. Alley Cat and Roy James agreed to it and did it, okay? To me, that was your event. Because one thing, you know NGR better than we do, okay? So to me, that was your event. However you want somebody to get with you or not, that was your event. I'm still saying this, okay? In Dallas, yeah, we have a problem with promoters. Yeah, we done got it all straightened out down here. Yeah, everybody got their dates. Yeah, true enough. Like I said, I sat back the whole time. This is my first event this year. And I'm going to say this again. Is I know what I've been doing has been right. Now you got to ask yourself that. Because my thing is, like I said, you just had an event. That was your people in GRA. Because I know Dallas and Fort Worth don't deal with them. You brought that to Dallas. We've been doing Dallas and Houston for years. You brought that in.
Okay, we heard Batman's view. Who was that about
the Batman? This is Ricky. Hey, Sharon, give Batman my phone number, because really I think there's a lot that's going on and being misunderstood. And I'll be honest with you, I think me and Peanut, we were still responsible for this race that's coming to Dallas. Because, I mean, we wanted Tracy to have it up here. So a lot of this going towards Tracy have a lot to do with me and Peanuts. So, I mean, I talk to, you know, I just get by on my phone number, and then I talk to him about that off the air. So, you know, we can go on to the next thing. I mean, I feel what Bob is saying, and I know what Tracy's saying, but at the same time, Tracy and Advocat had the same view, but in the midst of all this was going on, everybody don't understand that they're saying the same thing. Everybody really is agreeing to disagree and then back it the other way. So really, Bob, just give me a call. I think, yeah, Sharon, you should have my number sitting right there. So just give him my phone number.
Okay,
so
let me,
we'll just do it like that.
Y'all need to let my buddy King talk. He has something to say. He has
hands. Nobody
wants to
hear from King. He gonna run everybody off the phone.
Hey, that's my partner. If he want to do it, let him do it.
Mo.
Yes.
I opened King's mic earlier. King would not say anything. He dropped
off. When did you have known the King not to say nothing,
Sharon?
He's
back on
now.
Now, King, your mic is open.
If my mic open, let King talk then if it's open.
Your mic has been open, King.
I don't know why I ain't talking then. I can't talk. Can't nobody hear me. You say it's open and I know it ain't. What's going on?
What you gotta say? Say what you gotta say. we got about 15 minutes in the show. Say what you gotta say.
You through now?
I'm through.
Okay, well, all right, here we go. Mute your mic. Check this out. mute your mic for me. Check this out. Everybody. Oh, here we go. All right. Well, I wasn't going to talk on the show, and whoever say the King act too bad on the show, I ain't going to hate on you. Praise God for you, son. So anyway, what I got to say is this. Everybody talking about stacking races so much. Okay, it ain't but this and that. Everybody want to have something. Everybody trying to make something. Well, practically, you get in where you fit in. And if the races lack racing, they're going to come. If you can't afford to go nowhere, you know the old saying. If you ain't got no money, this ain't the sport for you, really. So you're trying to get in where you fit in. So y'all know what that is. This might not be for everybody. And the ones that do try to race, like my partner Advocat, how you doing, boss? But hell, if you can't goddamn me go to one race, do that one race or split it. Go half a race and then go to the other half. But if you can't stand that, you got to get out the kitchen. And stacking the races, once again, the promoters, I thought y'all had that fixed. Do them together and split that pot if that's what it takes. But, you know, we can play like we talk about everything. And for the fans, we know who it's for. And quit playing. And that's all I got to say. And y'all won't have to worry about me breaking y'all show up no more. Y'all have a great evening.
Damn, I can't believe it.
713-3274, your mic is now open. 713-3274, your mic is now open.
Hey, you talking about buying? This is on here. Like, you know what it's for. Who it's for. Hello?
214-3454, your mic is now open. 214-3454, your mic is now open.
Let somebody else talk. I don't see what I'm saying, and, you know, I'm going to move forward. We're going to keep each do what we got to do, and hopefully we all make races happen. That's all I got to say. So, hey, let somebody else talk. I mean, let them talk.
214-7263, your mic is now open.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you. We can hear you.
It's Matt.
Go ahead, little Matt.
Hey, I done heard. I done sat back. Am I on the mic now? Am I talking now?
Everybody hears you, Matt.
Okay. I am Mr. HTI. You know, I'm just waking up, you know, I'm in the middle of my good sleep, and I just found out about this race.
So my thing is, do y'all have a race coming in August? Yeah. August 18th. Hey, hello?
Yeah, August 18th, yeah.
So I'm just saying, I don't know what's going on. Y'all got a race coming up in August?
The August 18th race that I do in San Antonio with you.
Okay, so you're having a race. Where at? So we can make sure we are. See, I'm lost again. Tell me when. Where at?
August 18th. The race that I do, August 18th, I've been doing for the last couple of years there in San Antonio. And people, everybody can come into the race in San Antonio, people from Houston, people from Dallas. Now.
Okay, I understand all that, Tracy. But the thing is, where is the race at?
That's what I'm going to get. The race is the Dallas Raceway. Tina asked me, man, I had some problems at San Antonio. They did some things that, you know, just wasn't right, and it kind of made things foul. But I was still planning on trying to get a man a chance to make it right. Get a man a chance to make it right. Tina said, man, since we come down there, you know, won't you move the race to Dallas? And do the race in Dallas. You know, the race with you in Dallas. So I told him, I said, well, you know, a lot of people come from Dallas. It will save a lot of people from Dallas from traveling. You know, I ain't too happy with what the man did. No way, because I feel like, you know, he did it 1 year and he did it worse the next. So,
here's the magic question, though, Tracy. Again, you said on the 18th, that is stacking a race on top of a race, sir.
Okay, I'm asking you, how is the stacking a race on top of a race? You got a race right now. I'm asking you a question. How many races that weekend in Dallas on top of each other?
Okay, on that Saturday, nobody but me.
How about on that Sunday?
On that Sunday, one place, Kennedy.
Okay, those two races, you said not on top of each other, right?
Okay, well, hold up, Tracy. What I'm saying to you is, just like you got to go get these guys coming from out of town, them guys come out of town twice, Tracy. You walked in, dog. I mean, I'm saying what's wrong with it. You're a peanut.
I can't hear you, man. So Saturday and a Sunday race is not on top of each other.
Tracy.
Mac, when is your race?
Labor Day, September the 1st.
Okay, and his race is August 18th. How is that stacking a race on top of each other?
I'm going to tell you what it is. With us up here, I'm going to tell you this like this, with me, period, for me to even get down with a grass race, can't nobody do nothing 6 weeks ahead of me. That's in all my contracts. Can't nobody do nothing 6 weeks ahead of me at Dallas Raceway.
Let me address that right there real quickly. Is the man who manages Dallas Raceway, is he aware of that?
Is the manager, owner
of Dallas Raceway, is he aware of what you just said? You said we can call it.
Okay.
They didn't answer my question.
Okay. Let me ask you a question, sir. Okay? You said the owner or the track owner? Which one you want me to call?
I'm asking you to call anyone.
I mean, I'm asking. It's two different people, baby.
Who do you have the agreement with?
My agreement with Ken.
Your agreement's with who?
With Ken.
Does Kent, is Kent aware of that agreement?
Yeah, he is aware of that. He is aware of that. I mean, I'm not going to... Sharon, let's like this, baby. Hold on, baby. Let me say this.
Hold on. If Ken is aware of that agreement, don't you feel that Ken would have felt that he was in there would have been a conflict of interest? He would have been reneging. He would have been, you know, and there would have been an issue with the agreement that he had with you if he agreed with Tracy and Peanut to allow them to rent the track on August 18th?
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you that.
Apparently, hold on, I'm not finished.
Go ahead. Apparently,
the agreement that you think you have with Ken does not exist.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you like this. Can I say one thing? Then we're through with it, okay? Okay. Dallas Raceway, HTI, we just withdraw. Y'all can take the Labor Day wheel. Just pull it out. So HTI, we have nothing to do with Labor Day. You guys have a good day. I'm going back to bed. I got to hit the road. So I will let Ken know tomorrow, and I'll let the rest of the guys know, our box sponsors know, we are pulling out Labor Day. We will not be on HTI. We have nothing to do with Labor Day at Dallas Raceway. Okay?
That's where the hating is coming from. That's when you need to talk about the
hating. He doesn't have a race on Labor Day. His race is August 18th. It's not on Labor Day. His and Peanut's race is on August 18th, not on Labor Day.
That's like 2 weeks apart, man.
They 2 weeks apart regardless of what you're doing. If I was doing a race in San Antonio and the people from Houston, San Antonio came down after 2 weeks, they had to go. They still gonna do the same race in Houston. They're gonna do the same race in Dallas. I mean. Labor Day weekend, they have Red Line got a race down there Labor Day weekend. Kennedy L got one that Sunday, and Matt have his that Saturday. Those three races, they go on the same weekend.
I mean, the thing is, though, Tracy, like me and Peanut got a race with another guy out of Louisiana on the 23rd of this month. I'm not tripping just because somebody else got a race in July in Dallas. Like, that's dumb. I mean, I think it was Jeff said, get in where you fit in. Just like everybody's saying the same thing, get in where you fit in. Now, I do agree, you know, everybody needs to sit down and make sure we're not stacking no races and stuff like that. But if you have an agreement with a group of people, then, yeah, it is best to try to stick to that. But, I mean, it's just, I think everybody kind of getting a little bit more emotional than what it's called for, because I think Mac May, he just got woke up and he don't even really understand exactly what's going on. You know what I mean? I think he really just kind of got blindsided by it all, it seems. You know what I'm saying? So maybe tomorrow hit Mac up and then let him know what's really happening.
Okay, 713-3274, your mic is now open. 713-3274, your mic is open. And whoever that is listening to it on the internet, you need to turn your internet down because we're echoing here. I'm listening to myself. Okay, 214-3454 was listening on the internet. Tracy, I muted that mic. I'm sorry. We were echoing.
Okay. Well, we about to run out of time. We talked about some things, you know, some things, you know, we don't agree on, and some things we got to continue trying to work on. All in all, man, the big picture is just like what, you know, people try to do it. You try to do it for the fans, try to have a nice event, you know. We got some work to do, all of us, and we just got to try to find a way to, you know, make action happen and not hate on each other and try to find ways to do something that was yet to be able to do. The biggest thing, I say the big success in the race was the race that went down on May 19th in Houston, showed that we could come together, we could put a big race on. You know, I'm not trying to step on nobody's toes. me before Tracy. I'm trying to step on somebody's toes. What?
We've got like 47 seconds. We've got like 43 seconds left in the show. Right now, I don't know if the show will automatically cut off or not. I'm just letting you know. You got like 20 seconds left, so keep talking. The show may cut off.
Okay. All in all, man, you know, we got to just keep on working and try to find ways to do shows, man. And we do it for the fans. We do it because we love it, and we just got to try to find ways to work it out. You know, we got to continue to work at it. We got work to do, and we just got to continue to work on it. But one, you know, hey, guy invited me down there, man. I didn't see a problem with it. You know, at my regular weekend, if people don't come up here, and they don't have to travel to come up here. You're just going to be down there, you know. I think it would be a better show. I don't think Max raced with stuff. I hope he continues to do his race. I don't think it hurt his race. They, you know, they raced up there, a lot of races up there. Hey, I'm a person planning to make the show, each show that I can make, and it's just the way it is. So, you know, hey, it's not to offend nobody. It's not to hate on nobody. Hopefully we can get past this.
Well, and, Saturday's Memorial Day race. Well, no, they probably ain't have it no more. Cause I said this Byron them ain't gonna.
Yeah,
I mean, Magnum ain't probably gonna.
Open. Batman, your mic is open.
Mic is open.
Batman, that's you. Your mic is open.
Well, that's it.
We're
gonna
crown
the
little campaign back.
Yeah.
Anybody that's on the line? Anybody that's
on the line? Your mic is still open. I mean, you know.
The show has ended, but your mic is still open.
Hello.
Yes, Batman, your mic is open. We can hear you.
No, that ain't Batman. Byron mic's down.
214-3454, your mic is open. Jeff, your
Hello?
Mic is open. Alley Cat,
hey.
Your mic is open. Mo, your mic is open.
Okay, Trace.
Yeah.
Hello? Yeah, bring your race
yeah.
on down here, man. Sounds like somebody's calling Alley Cat and Matt and telling them false statements. So bring your race on down here. I mean,
that's
too, that don't have anything
like.
To do. That don't have
Who
anything to do.
That don't have anything to do. This is a DJ from Dallas.
Hey,
what's up? Well, man,
yeah,
like I say, I didn't just bring a race down there. Peanut, them are Dallas races, man. Peanut asked me to bring a race down there. You know, if you didn't see a problem with it, I'll do my race up here. I think it'll make a good race. I mean, I don't think it's going to hurt right Max's race. Max's race is going to be a good race. I still plan on making which one. I can't make any case come back about me. I can't make Max race and Anacat's race. I try to make one of each one of them race. That's the best I can do. I try to support everybody. Even Byron's race. I told Byron, I don't have a problem. I told Byron to come this race. I don't have a problem with going to these guys' race, you know. I just hate the fact that they feel like that, you know, I'm doing something with Tina that's on top of them, and it's August the 18th, and when you got Canada, there's a race right there on a Sunday. You got Max do one on a Saturday, and you have Red Line trying to do something. So, to me, those people are splitting people. I mean, you know, I mean, I don't see why they want to try to actually hate on me for what I do and actually that is racist life down there, and actually is a big part of this game as well. I'm just a small piece that try to work hard to try to help bring some action to support everybody's race. I don't think there's nobody out there that's done a race in the good thing that they haven't seen me try to attend.
Exactly. And that I mean, it's all about supporting each other.
That's why you got 5 days to draw. That's all you got.
Okay, Tracy, the show is actually over, but we've got some mics open, so, you know.
Anybody want to share, want to say something, feel free. I mean, you know.
Yeah, it's all about supporting each other, man. I mean, it sounds like you're trying to take the real game to another level. And you got some cats who stuck behind. So you got to do what you got to do to please the fans. I mean, like you say, it's all for the fans. And the fans want to see some out of town for, you know, more other people than what they see every week.
I agree with that. Yeah, I agree. I think fans like to see when people come from other places and race. And, you know, that's just what I try to do. And, you know, I try to communicate with people in both cities, you know. I mean, I don't think Dallas and Houston, you know, things just happen. I think I try to stay in the middle and try to work with both of them people. I support both of them race. Max, Batman, Galen, Atticus, Roy James, any of them. I mean, they know they see me at their race. I mean, you know, so, I mean, I just felt like it was a hater thing, and I wasn't looking to try to step on nobody, but Peanut's been racing for a long time as well. And the man, you know, said, hey, man, look, won't you do this here? And, hey, it was the month that people was going to come to Dallas, me come to San Antonio. So, hey, when Peanut come, Galen come, when Galen come, a shoeload of people come. Hey, them people
right.
don't have to do it. I mean, so, you know, they all for it now, think it's a good idea. And, you know, with me and Sharon, we work hard on trying to go out and promote this thing and, you know, try to get people from other states to come down here, you know. I got some kind of beef that should be interesting to give something back to the racers. What I'm working on, it should be, you know, something pretty good. It just, hey, yeah, you work hard at doing what you're doing to try to bring action, bring people from out of state, give something back to the races, let the fans have a good time. And like I said, that's what it's about, man. So in all, to us, it's really just fun. We're not going to make no bunch of money. If anybody think I made a bunch of money out of the race May 19th, trust me, they wrong. So,
yeah.
I probably have May 19th race and worse shirts than everybody.
But keep doing what you're doing, man, and try to take it to the next level.
Yeah.
Hey, let me clear something up, because, Tracy, you're saying the wrong thing. You think that I'm hating on what you're doing, and everybody,
I didn't say
you
hate. I didn't say that. Hold on.
Oh.
I didn't say you hate. I didn't say you hate.
I'm not hating on what you're doing, Tracy. The only thing I was just trying to make a point.
Tracy,
let him speak and then you can respond.
Yeah. Go ahead,
Kat. I support what you do. I never had a problem with what you do. I travel just like you travel. I just don't let everybody know where I go. Only thing, the point I was trying to make, if you could move it up like a week or two, everybody could support this race. Everybody could get behind this race. Now we got to pick and choose which one we're going to go to. We're going to go to HTI or we're going to go to Tracy's race. You see what I'm saying? That's all I was just trying to do. But now everybody's saying that, well, man, do what you need to do, Tracy. Don't worry about them that they hate. It's not about hating. It's we're trying to get along and make this really happen and make Texas be known for some big races. Because if you look on the East Coast, that's all they do is all about each other's races. Every week, there's three or four races stacked on top of one another, and we're starting to have this same. How you keep bringing up what's going on in Kennedale and what's going on at Redline, they not in our mix, Tracy. They really not in our mix.
But the same cars, they split the cars. You know that, Atticap. Let me tell you this. HTI
exactly.
race. You mentioned HTI race. HTI race is the same time yours.
But they 200 miles away.
But you made a mistake. You go mad. I know. You said you moved it up 2 weeks. You said you mentioned if I moved it up two weeks, now it's like, hey, I'm cramming on Batman's race.
Okay. Me and Mac then had a big falling out about this here, and we got along, and we said what we was going to do to make it work. He wasn't hating, and I wasn't hating. We talked on the phone like gentlemen, and we came to a solution. Me and Byron, we did the same thing.
I'm always up for suggestions. Let me explain something. I'm always the person open for suggestions, but the point that I'm saying is the race that I do in San Antonio is the same weekend the week before too. So if people were saying that they're always going to support each other,
Tracy, I think the issue now with the race is not the date, but the location. The issue now, if the date hasn't been an issue before, then the only issue now can be the location.
If it would have still been in San Antonio, nobody wouldn't have ever said nothing.
You sure?
But the thing about it is, we got to go farther up to Dallas instead of our own backyard. But it don't make no difference to me. I don't care where the race is. If I choose to go, that's where I'm going to go, whether it's far or not. So that shouldn't have nothing to do with it.
Okay, but you got to take into account, each race, you got to take into account this. The San Antonio person, you know, some things that happen to make you where you really don't want to do that, man. I mean, you know, you
that's been all alone, though, Tracy.
That's been all along. That's what day one that man was like.
I know,
that.
But hey, but listen. It was even. Listen. It was worse the last, this past year. You know, I mean, like, for real?
Yeah.
You know. So, but you still try to be a part and doing the same race in the same month, you know, you say, wait, well, I could. You still want to do the race, so you just got to find out where to do it. Who's not having to race that month? You know, the month still exists. It's not going to change. Somebody has to talk.
Okay. Well, I mean, Mo, I guess that goes back to what everybody said, really. Just get in where you fit in, you know?
Well, Atticat is like this, man. Like I said, it was in San Antonio, which it was closer for us, but now it's been moved to Houston, I mean, Dallas, so now it's farther for us. It's like my boy King said, it don't matter. If we want to travel that far, we'll go ahead and travel that far. We don't have a problem with that. You know what I'm saying? And if people got a problem with traveling, then maybe they need to go and stay at home then. You know what I'm saying? But we don't have a problem with traveling. We have guns. We will travel anywhere.
No, it seems to me like anybody in the Dallas area would appreciate the fact that they don't have to travel for the main.
I was saying too. That's why I'm saying it was better for them than it is for us.
Okay.
I mean, each situation.
Houston and Dallas is not that far from each other.
In each situation prior, when the May 18th. Now you know I help promote the race. You know, in May 18th, I'm promoted at heart. And I have to travel 4 hours to get to that track. When the race is in San Antonio, I have to travel basically 5 hours to get to that track. So I don't understand why anybody, even a promoter in the Dallas area, would gripe about the fact that you're bringing a race to the Dallas area. It's not a we need to understand that apparently what we need to get an understanding about is what is stacking a race on top of a race? To me, stacking a race on top of a race is staying a race the very same day. Or, you know, if you do a race the very next week, you know, okay, the situation with the race where we had that vision, you know, during the May 18th race, we knew that your race was the next week. Okay, you're not going to step on your toes, you know, because of that, because we know that your race is the very next week. So in order to basically soften the blow with it, you know, you are part of the May 18th race or May 19th, whatever day it was, you are part of that race. You know, the thing about it is that people are coming down, you know, and I know that Tracy's on hold or whatever. People are coming down on Tracy so very hard. And he and I will sit up here and we will work and look at calendars. We look at calendars, you know, here in Texas. We look at calendars on the East Coast. We look at everybody's calendars. We look at dates and we try. The fact is, any track that's in Texas, you know, anywhere else, they are either going to be open on Sunday or Saturday. You're not going to stop those racetracks from being open. Somebody, if they have the opportunity, is going to have a race at that track. You know, so you're not going to tell this track, oh, okay, you know, Tracy's having a race at Kennedale on this Sunday, so you can't have a race. The thing that we have got to learn how to do, that if we learn how to do it, we'll beat the heck out of those East Coast guys, is that we've got to learn how to come together, you know, and talk to each other. Do those conference calls and tell each other, okay, this is what this is, this is what this is, this is going to step on my toes. If that's not happening, then it's going to be the same thing. It's going to be just like it is on the East Coast. And apparently that's the way it is now.
She's right, yeah. Cat. I mean, because this race has been scheduled for a long time and ain't nobody said nothing, because how I know is because I have to put in time to get off from work. And my time is like 3 months in advance before I put time in to get off.
So I checked the races and see what races I could make. I made sure I could make your races in Houston, you know, as well as the one here. So I looked at the schedule and saw that how these races were scheduled, and this race was scheduled a long time ago, and ain't nobody said nothing up until now. Now it's all of a sudden, it's not really the date, it's really where it is. Right is right and wrong is wrong. If a person's wrong, I'm going to say they're wrong. If they're right, I'm going to say they're right, you know. And this is what I'm seeing. Like I say, we should be the one complaining because we got to travel farther. But it don't matter to us. If that's where we want to go, that's where we're going to go, you know.
I like how you're, I mean, like I said, it's after the show, so anybody's mic that was open is still open. That would be Mo, Alley Cat, Jeff, DJ.
I mean, I'm back.
And Tracy. I mean, everybody has got to stop talking. You know, one person talking to this person talking to this person. You know, if people have an issue, if people have a real true issue with what's going on, you need to voice that opinion. You need to voice it, but not voice it to somebody that it doesn't matter. You know, you're telling, you know, this person is telling this person, okay, I don't like this, but what does it matter that you're talking to Joe Blow about something that he has no control over? That's like when Little Matt came on the phone and he was saying that he's got a contract with Dallas Raceway that says that nobody can have a race within 6 weeks of his race. Well, apparently he told, you know, Mo Curley and Larry about it, but he didn't tell the man that runs Dallas Raceway about it, because if he had, that man would not have agreed to do a race on August 18th. He would not have done that. So, you know, who is his agreement with? That's what I'm saying.
Well, what's the topic of the show tonight?
Haters.
Okay, there's your answer right there. That's
exactly what it turned into.
There's your answer right there. That's bottom line.
Now you see true colors come out.
Well, I mean, and that's what it is. Like something like almost what King said. I mean, if you know, you can't run with the big dog, you got to stay on the pole. You know.
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
you trying to take this thing to the next level, which is good for the fans. Fans want to see that. You know, fans tired of seeing the same old cars every week, you know, every weekend. They want to see something different. And you're trying to take it to the next level, but you got a couple of guys out here that, you know, they still stuck on this my turf or this is my deal. No, you can't have no races because I have races here. And it's not about that. It's about the fans. It's about the fans.
I mean, Tracy's back on the line now, but the thing about it is it's not trying to take it to the next level. And I know Tracy's going to, you know, probably talk about me after I get off the phone because you say you're running your mouth. But it's not about just the fans. The thing about it is that we, Tracy and I, are trying to take it to the next level for the racers. Think about it.
What?
The May 18th race was the very first time that Tony Bynes came to Texas to race.
That's right.
That was for the fans. Yes, the fans had a blast, but that was also for the racers, because that racer that, you know, that had a car that could match up with Tony Bynes didn't want to be able to say, yeah, Tony Bynes came here and I beat him. What racer didn't want that?
Right.
Every racer that came there and matched up with Tony Bynes had the ability to say that. You know, so we want to do things for the fans, but we want to do things for the racers. One thing that I told them when I was talking to them is that Tony Bynes and all those guys are always talking about they're racing people in the backyard. You know, they're racing the same people all of the time.
Right.
They were able to come here and get some fresh meat, get some new meat. What's wrong with that? Why can anybody hate on that wherever the race is? Whether it's in Dallas, San Antonio, Houston, Denton, wherever it is. How can anybody hate on
that? You have
and
people
I mean,
that group. I mean...
I'm sorry, Tracy.
Yeah, people that...
That's all right, Sharon. Speak your piece.
Addie, Tracy, you still there?
Tracy, your mic is open. Tracy, are you on your own show? I guess Tracy must have left.
Tracy, he's probably doing something. Hey, Sharon, how you doing? It's Jeff.
Hey, Jeff, how are you?
I'm all right. I'm sitting here listening to you, you know what I mean? And you're speaking the truth. You're speaking from the heart, you know what I mean? The topic of the show was the haters, you know what I mean? And people don't hate on what people do, you know what I mean? Tracy wasn't doing good. Hey, he was smiling. Now he's doing better. You know, it's a different game, you know, but that's what everybody, not just him. I'm not just speaking on him only. That's what everybody, you know what I mean? You
man,
have to
I'm
get
hurting,
in
man.
Where you fit in. You have to get in.
I'm hurting.
You have to get in where you fit
I'm
in. You have to get in where you fit in. That's what you got to do. You got to get in where you fit in. The man had this race plan a long time ago. Say, and then that's that. Well, you know, then here they come with this noise. You know what I mean? But, hey, man, it's just all about what people want to, you know, find something to grumble about, man. That's all I look at it, man.
So now I guess they're going to be mad at Peanut too, huh?
They're going to be mad at the world.
It's too much money. I mean, it's too much money for everybody to eat. Everybody can get a chance to eat. You know, it's just about coming together. You know,
they want it all. They want it all. They want it all. That's the biggest problem.
Yeah, man.
They want
it. And
you got
this. Like
I'm gonna tell you, if you really look at the big picture, you know, that show May 18th, Tracy had to give up a lot for that show. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He had to give up a lot for that show. And that's what they don't, that's what everybody else don't see, but that's part of being greed. Greed is a part of being a hater.
Right.
You know what I mean? When you're greedy, you're a hater. When you're greedy, you're a hater. Yeah.
But
yeah, so Tracy had to give up.
I don't understand why they're saying stacking races on top of each other. Tracy race ain't August 18th. That's August 18th.
Hey, but check this out. You got to promote your show. If you don't promote your show, and talk to these other guys from out of town and get them to come to your race, that's your fault. Man, you don't understand how long people, Tracy's been on the phone talking to people, man. Man, that man don't sleep, man. That man go up down the highway. That man got that phone glued to his ear. But he's always on the positive side, promoting things, trying to do better for everybody, man. Trey's trying to get everybody to come together, man. But you don't think about it. They don't see the bigger picture, man. You know, they thought of it. Me, my. Hating like hell.
The big picture. Yeah.
Yeah, they
don't
hating
the
like
big
hell.
Picture, man.
I'm saying, like I say, man. You hating on it? You know what I mean? But they going to do their thing. We're going to do our thing. I bought my airline ticket. Me and my wife bought our airline ticket. We will be there. We'll be there in August. You know what I mean? I was there. I'll be there. So I'm not tripping with them, man. They can go
there.
Oh, baby.
A whole lot of people be there, man. It's just, you know.
We'll be there.
A whole lot of people be there.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Everybody going to be there, man. It's just, well, you know, one thing about it is them guys going to say what they say and talk the
and
way they want to talk.
Just
because they want you to shut your operation down so they can do what? So they can benefit from it. If they don't promote their show, they ain't going to have shit no way. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If they don't promote their show, they ain't going to have shit no way. They don't know what that man had to give up. That man had to give up a whole lot to get them boys to come down here, then have to turn around and give up a whole lot of the goddamn track. Shit.
I know it, but this is my thing. People think something wrong with that.
They think something wrong with it?
Yeah, that's my thing. But, I mean, people think something wrong with that, which is not, you know. Ain't nothing wrong with this part. Them boys driving miles.
Exactly. Exactly.
Race,
but, but the thing about it is, though, see, when I say give up, he had to give up a lot just to get the boys down there. You know what I mean?
Well,
and then on top of that, the other boy turned around. He had a show. Attacat had a show. And then the following week, did we benefit from that? Hell no.
Yeah.
Somebody's got a lot of background noise, Tracy.
I don't have a background noise. I don't know who it is.
Okay, hold on. Okay, the mic is open. It's a Dallas number. It's 214-7393. Your mic is open. That could be where the background noise is coming in. 214-7393. Your mic is open.
Okay, Tracy, I don't know who that is.
Okay, hey, you know what I'm saying? Hey, man, you know, hey, we're going to get out of here, man. It was a topic, and, you know, you put some things out there, all in all, man. We got some work to do. We got to find out, you know, how we can work things out, man. You know, we're not always going to agree, but the big picture, man, is we're going to try to bring action for the fans and for the racers, and, you know, that's what I try to aim to do. Hey, you know, we're going to move forward, and we're going to do what we do. And I'm going to keep supporting people's race, and I hope they keep supporting what I try to do. I ain't perfect. They're not perfect. We got some work to do. Hey, until then, man, hey, Lord Madness, we're going to get out of here. We do it again. Same time next week, a different topic. We see y'all next Tuesday, 7 p.m. We out of here. I'm out of here. I'm out of the way. I'm out of the way.